Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Well, our man, Rick Bigelow, he's a patent attorney extraordinaire. And he's a veteran. His father was a veteran who we paid tribute to on this program a couple of years ago. And he is our historian. And one of the important parts of World War II, the Italian campaign. And here he is, our man, Rick Bigelow. Rick, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show.
Glad to be with you, Bob.
Oh, always a great pleasure. I actually get excited. When you're coming on, I do. All right, tell us. Let's get right to it. We've got to conquer Italy. We've taken Africa. And now we've got to make a move here.
Yeah, you're right. We took North Africa. We took Sicily in about 38 days. And now we invaded the mainland of Italy. So we had the invasion at Salerno. And that didn't turn out to be quite as easy as we thought it was going to be. We thought we were going to surprise them, but it turns out that the Germans knew we were coming, and they even had loudspeakers set up that said, "Welcome, Americans, surrender." So because we thought we could do it in secret, we didn't have pre-invasion naval bombardment. So that would have helped if we had that. And because the Italians had announced that they had arranged an armistice with the United States the night before the landing, the Germans went in and took over all the coastal batteries from the Italians. So a bunch of bad things happened at Salerno. It took about 10 days or so for us to establish a beachhead at Salerno. And once we did that, we were going to head north to Naples, because we needed to take Naples because there was a large port facility there, and we knew we were going to need to bring in more equipment and material and troops to sustain the invasion up the Italian peninsula. So it's probably important to figure out what the goals for invading Italy in 1943 were. We wanted to capture the airfields at Foggia, which was on the other side of the Italian peninsula, to reduce the distance to Hitler's major source of oil, which was in Palesti in Romania, and also reduce the distance to the German aircraft manufacturing plants in southern Germany and Austria. We also wanted to tie up large numbers of German troops in Italy who otherwise would be sent to Normandy or the Balkans or to the Eastern Front to counter the Russians. We also wanted to get the Italian armed forces out of the war. And finally, we wanted to capture Rome, which would have been the first time any of the Axis capitals were going to be captured. So within a couple weeks, we had done all those things except for capturing Rome. So the Germans planned to defend Italy,
and Rick, let me ask the question. We touched on it in previous programs. You've got the factor of the Alps. Was it maybe because the German troops were there and had sort of taken over that we decided we have to go here? It doesn't seem the ideal way to go to get to Germany eventually.
No, I think you're right. And I think a lot of it has to do with Churchill's domineering performance at the Casablanca conference about going up through Sicily or Greece and what he called the soft underbelly of the Axis. And, you know, the problem is that if you go up through Italy or Greece, sooner or later, the soft underbelly of the Axis meets the Alps, which are perfect defensive positions.
That's a strong underbelly.
And Churchill wanted to be vindicated because he thought that was the thing to do in World War One, and of course at Gallipoli and subsequent operations in World War One, that turned out to be a pretty tough slog, and so he was kind of demoted from being the first Sea Lord in World War One and became a town marshal or something like that. And by the time World War II came back around, he was first Sea Lord and then the Prime Minister. So I think he really wanted to go up through Italy or the Balkans. On the other hand, at the Casablanca conference, the Americans wanted to go straight to France. And I keep looking at it, and there was significant carnage in Italy, and the Italian citizens suffered tremendously, and Italian troops suffered, and you know, we lost a lot of men in Italy. A lot of men were killed and wounded, and the Brits and the Commonwealth troops lost a lot. And I think the troops knew they were never going to Germany. Up through the Alps. If you look at when our troops landed on D-Day, they knew they were going to Berlin. Everybody who was fighting in the Pacific was vectored towards Tokyo. I think people looked at it and said, how are we going to get to Germany through the Alps? So I think we should have gone
straight to France.
Blame
it on Churchill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because do you think, and think of it just strategically, and he made many major blunders. MacArthur wouldn't have done this. He would have gone around their defenses, not at them.
and we actually did that once by going to Anzio instead of fighting up the western coast of Italy. We had one landing to go around some of the German troops, and I think MacArthur probably would have gone further. And of course, you only go as far as your fighter cover can help out. But I think that's what MacArthur did in New Guinea, and it's what he did in the Philippines, to his credit. Yeah. And I think that wound up with far fewer casualties in those operations than we suffered in Italy. Italy, it was just a tough slog. You could really only go along the coasts on the eastern west coast because, I mean, you look at the map of Italy, and it's mountainous. It is very mountainous. And it, not only is it mountainous, but it's hot and dry in the summer in October, about this time of year. Every year the rains come, and then it snows. And then you're bogged down for 3 or 4 months in the wintertime, and then you start up again, which is one of the reasons why the campaign in Italy lasted almost 2 years. So it was just really tough.
Barbaric. Hey, Rick Bigelow, we've got to take a break. We're going to do so, and then we're going to come back and continue. It's the Italian campaign, World War II, with Rick Bigelow. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, back with Rick Bigelow. So, Rick, it starts. And by the way, those of you listening, if you have an opportunity, you can go to WILKNewsRadio.com and press watch, and you will see the maps to give you a much better picture of what Rick is talking about. But continue, Rick.
Okay, so we come to November, December of 1943. And the Germans have established a series of defensive lines going across the Italian peninsula. The one that was really well-positioned and well-fortified was known as the Gustav Line, which kind of went from Ortuna on the Adriatic down past Monte Cassino to the Tyrrhenian Sea on the west coast of Italy. So we had four major assaults to take Monte Cassino, and we finally had to go in and bomb the abbey at Monte Cassino because we thought the Germans were using that as an observation point. And from that observation point, they could control the main road into Rome. So we had to take that, and at the same time, we landed at Anzio, and we were supposed to meet up. From Anzio, they're going to go to the east. From the Gustav Line, we're going to go to the west. We're going to meet up and go to Rome. It took 4 months to conquer Monte Cassino, and there was tremendous loss of life and tremendous casualties on both sides. We finally met up with the troops coming from Anzio. And, of course, Anzio, we landed at Anzio, and there was virtually no opposition, but very quickly Kesselring sent a couple of panzer divisions, and we wound up with about a two-month-long stalemate. And by the time they finally broke out, we had taken Monte Cassino, and we could go up to Rome. So we started attacking Cassino in the November-December of 1943 time frame. We didn't break through there until 1944. Mm. So General Clark, Lieutenant General Clark, who's in charge of the U.S. Fifth Army, gets into Rome on the 5th of June of 1944. And so, I mean, this is the first time an Axis capital was taken. So it was a big deal for about a day.
But it was sort of a big deal around that same time, wasn't it? Somewhere else.
The next day, that's when D-Day happened, and that just sucked up all the... So we get to Rome. We start heading up
had
the Italian
withdrawn?
Peninsula.
Had the Nazis withdrawn?
Yeah, they would fight along their fronts, and you know, they were running out of troops or running out of supplies, too, and then they'd withdraw. And then they'd go to their next line, and we'd fight, and then they withdraw again. The Nazis actually withdrew from Rome before we got there. So to his credit, Kesselring said that Rome is an open city, so we didn't have to bomb it. Although
isn't it interesting? I mean, Rome was largely preserved in the midst of this savagery.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Florence as well. Firenze.
Yeah. A couple of the, you know, Salerno was bombed and Anzio was bombed. And several of the smaller towns, the town of Cassino, which is at the base of Monte Cassino, was actually totally 100% destroyed. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a building left standing in Monte Cassino. And it was a fairly sizable town, had a population of 30, 40,000 or something like that. But it was on the route to Rome, and it had to be taken. So some parts of Italy did not suffer at all. Other parts were totally devastated. And, of course, Italy was still largely agricultural at this point in time, but so many men had been taken into the armed forces that they couldn't sustain themselves with food. So the many Italian communities, including the major cities, were slowly starving. But they couldn't wait to get rid of the Nazis. That was for sure.
So all right, Rick Bigelow, we've got to take a break. The Italian campaign, World War II, Rick Bigelow. We'll be back. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Rick Bigelow is our guest. He is not just an outstanding patent attorney, a veteran, a nuclear scientist, you name it. He is our house historian and speaks all over the place on these subjects, and we're lucky to have him again today talking about the Italian campaign. Fire away, my friend. Let's continue.
Sure. After taking Rome in June of 1944, they slowly started moving further up the Italian peninsula. And, of course, we thought when we landed at Salerno that the Germans were just going to withdraw way up north and it would be a fairly easy campaign. Well, that didn't happen at all. So after Rome, we had 8 more months of slogging up both sides of the Italian peninsula. And finally, in late April of 1945, the Germans were running out of troops. They're running out of equipment and ammunition and so on and so forth. So they started to talk about surrendering. And they finally surrendered in late April, and it became effective on May 2nd, 1945, which was just a few days after Hitler committed suicide. And Germany surrendered formally on May 7th, 1945, and World War II in Europe was over. And I think it's worth saying the campaign in Italy was brutal. By the end of the campaign, there are 1 million Allied troops in Italy and only about 500,000 Germans. The Allies suffered 360,000 casualties, including 65,000 killed in action. And Germans suffered 475,000 casualties, 100,000 killed in action. The bad part about it is 150,000 Italian civilians died, and another 35,000 anti-Nazi and anti-fascist partisans died in Italy, and 75,000 Italian soldiers were also killed. So it was just a disaster for Italy. The only really good thing is some of the cities were bypassed and weren't bombed into oblivion, and eventually the Abbey at Monte Cassino was rebuilt, and it looks almost exactly like it did before the invasion happened. So,
what was in the final analysis, Rick Bigelow? What was won? I mean, obviously the country, but, I mean, it would have collapsed with the fall of Germany anyway.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that the historians seem to agree on is we tied up a lot of German troops in Italy that would have otherwise gone to Normandy and even to the Eastern Front. And there was one other invasion in France, which was at the bottom part of France around Marseille. It was Operation Dragoon that we went into, and I think it was I forget exactly when it was in 1944, And so they could have gone there too. So we tied up a lot of German troops.
Okay.
But it was quite a price to pay for it.
That's the nature of war. It's not something that could be, I mean, death, destruction, mayhem, all of that is part of a massive war like World War II and any campaign like this to conquer a country.
Right.
My curiosity, what was won strategically? But that beautiful country, and I've had the fortune of being there a couple times, a couple of decades ago, and I just said, wow, it's gorgeous. I mean, they had to have been starving to death to leave that country. It is so beautiful.
Yeah, and same with Sicily. And so many Sicilians and Italians either went to Northern Europe or went to South America or went to the United States.
Yeah. Remarkable. Well, the Italian campaign, it was brutal, it was bloody. Many, many veterans from this area were there, both some who were injured, some were who were killed, some were who survived it all. But it was, one for the books for sure.
Absolutely.
Rick Bigelow, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. Good way to finish.
Glad to do it, Bob.
Good way to finish the show. All right. Our man, Rick Bigelow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.